Getting more done made sense in the production age when we're manufacturing products. But getting more done doesn't work in a knowledge age when we're working with humans and focus and attention. It doesn't work that way. Productivity is now the art of doing less, but more efficiently, more effectively. So now the commodity isn't time like it used to be. Now the commodity is attention and focus. And that's the shift that's happening in the world today.
You don't need a plan or any commitment for next month or next year. You just need to be productive to achieve your next goal. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the NVS podcast. You know, as it's very important to be productive in your life, whatever you do, whether you are studying or whether you are working 9 to 5 or whether you have some other plans. If you don't know how to stay productive, it will be very difficult for you to achieve all your goals. So in today's show, we have a special guest, Tiffany Taylor, who is a productive and mindset coach. Tiffany traveled through 32 countries across 6 continents, working with the people to improve their productivity. So hi, Tiffany. Thank you so much for being on NVS podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Can you just quickly introduce yourself, maybe, you know, your story? How did you start in this industry, helping people, and about productivity?
Perfect. So productivity is something that's very dear to my heart because I was diagnosed with ADHD at a young age, making it really difficult to understand structure and time. A lot of ADHDers experience what's called time blindness, which makes it difficult to understand the perception of time versus reality. So I, from a very young age, realized that one, I don't want to take medication, and two, it means it's something, an area I really need to work on more. That's the only way I took it. I didn't take it as a disorder or a disability. I just looked at it as, this is something I'm going to have to work harder at than other people. So what did I do? I dove into learning everything I could about nutrition and biohacking and time management and productivity. And one day I turned around and I looked and people are asking me for time management advice. And I thought that was so funny because you wouldn't think to ask someone with ADHD how to manage their time or structure their ideas and thoughts. So that's when I started realizing maybe I have something I can really help with here. The other part of that is coaching. So in my corporate career, I was working in operations management roles. So I was constantly working with a team that I had to develop. And this is something I really loved: sourcing, hiring, training, and teaching people to develop themselves with personal development so they can soon replace me and be even better than I am at the roles I was using. So coaching and productivity kind of came together beautifully, just with experience and also by circumstance. So today I'm a productivity coach and I help other entrepreneurs organize their time, their energy, and their attention so they can scale their business.
So how did you manage your time, Tiffany? So you said that, you know, you started your journey with understanding and people started asking advice regarding time management. So where did you learn time management? I see, you know, that you were again in that industry for many years, but from where you to learn the time management? Because it's very difficult for people to manage time, especially in the COVID time, where people are, you know, they are at home and working from home. So it's very difficult for people to manage the time.
So I would say trial and error more than anything. I became a human guinea pig and I started trying out all the different time management tips from different books and lectures and YouTube videos. I went full nerd and just tried everything. So it was a mixture of reading all the literature on productivity at the time that was available to me at the time, and then also trying these techniques for me. So trying also ADHD specific techniques. And it was through learning all of this that I was eventually able to find something that was working for me, but also others. So I created a signature system around it that I now coach.
So can you give us some tips on how we can start our day? How, what is the perfect day to start? What is the best way to start our day, as in?
So it depends on the person. And here's the challenge with productivity, right? You can read all the books on productivity and probably half of them will tell you that you need to wake up at 5 or 6 a.m. to be productive. And you need to have the most perfect morning routine and that's how you're going to be productive. But at the end of the day, that's not realistic for a lot of people, right? So the best routine is the one that works for you. The best routine is the one that starts eight hours after you fell asleep. The best routine is the one that makes you hit your goals without even realizing it, right? So the best routine is what makes you feel good and energizes you on a day-to-day basis. Sweat should be a big part of your everyday routine. Waking up, having some sort of reflection or mindfulness practice whether that's meditation, whether that's journaling, whether that's going on a silent walk and just being fully aware of your surroundings, really important to have in your morning routine as well. But it's not necessarily the thing you do, it's what it creates within you. So if journaling creates that reflective period and insights, then that's really important for you. If meditation creates that stillness for you, it's really important to have that if you have a chaotic schedule. If you're sitting down most of the day, it's really important your morning routine compensates for that with exercise, specifically exercise you enjoy, not something that feels forced.
You mentioned very well that it's not for everyone to start the day with waking up at 5 a.m. Some people, they have different routine, right? So, and you talked about meditation, right? So we know a lot of meditation. If you see, many people have their own technique of doing meditation. So what do you think is the best way to focus, best way to concentrate, maybe best way to do meditation?
The best way to meditate. So this very much depends on your lifestyle. So a lot of the entrepreneurs I work with are very type A personality. So they're very go, 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 go. They're working all day. Maybe they're, before working with me, they're working 10 hours a day. Maybe they're working 6 or 7 days a week and they're constantly having things going on. If this fits your lifestyle, then the best meditation to start with is silent meditation. And the reason I think it's so important is a lot of times if you're not used to meditating, you're gonna Google it, right? And what is Google gonna tell you? Google's gonna overwhelm you with different types of breathwork and meditation. You're gonna get the guided meditations, you're gonna get the guided music, you're gonna get white noise, pink noise, this hurts, theta waves, you're gonna be overwhelmed. And the challenge is nobody profits if you meditate silently. So you're not gonna read a lot about this. But meditation is the art of not being prepared and not needing something. So whereas your approach to everyday life is I need this and I need to be prepared and I need this to do that, meditation is the opposite. And it's your chance to experience the opposite. Silent meditation is your chance to experience not needing anything and just being present without relying on anything external. So I always tell my clients, meditate silently, just complete silence, nothing else around, and just allow yourself to be still, because that's the kind of contrast you need when you're having a busy lifestyle.
And what sorts of book do you recommend to people? You said that again, by reading book, we cannot implement everything. We need a coach, right, to guide us through the process. But again, for the people who are just starting into this space, you know, who want to be productive, do you have any material or any resources they can tap into?
If you want to be productive or you're feeling unproductive, what you need to do is be very clear on your goals. Being clear on your goals is going to be the only way you can measure if you're being productive or not. And this is a really important distinction, because today I find a lot of people talking about productivity as a feeling. Either I felt productive today or I felt unproductive today. And productivity is not a feeling. Productivity is an actuality and it should be a measurement. And the only way you can measure it is against goals. So if you're wanting to be more productive, be very clear on what your goals are for the year, for the quarter, for the week, and then you'll be able to have a finish line on where you are.
How did you help your clients, maybe to people, you know, setting up the goals?
So goal setting, it's really important that you have alignment with your vision and your values. If I find that a lot of clients could typically be a little commitment phobic with goals. Like, what if I change my mind? What if I set a goal and I change my mind? This is a question I get a lot. If your goals are fully in line with your values and your vision for life, your goals will not change. You'll hit them sooner and you'll need to make them bigger, but your goals won't change if they're truly aligned with your vision and your values. So the first step to goal setting is figuring that out. What is your vision and what are your goals? What are your values? And for finding your values, you can do a quick search on Google, personal values quiz, and you'll find different ways to find these. James Clear on his blog has a great way to find your values. And then start creating goals around that. And if you're not sure where to start with your goals, another way to look for new goals is to look at your complaints. What do you complain about day to day? My bed's not comfortable. The weather sucks in this city. Look for the silly complaints day to day and let those changes become your goals. If the weather's terrible in your city, maybe you're going to look at other cities to move to. Maybe you can change locations. If your bed's horrible, maybe you need to save up for a new bed. If your friends don't make you feel good, maybe it's time to find new friends. That's how you start creating goals. And for business, look at where do you want to drive your business? Having a business plan and structure there is also really important. You have to know where to start.
So if you see, let's say someone who want to become coach, right, who want to become part of this coaching industry, how did they start and what was your journey starting this coaching industry, coaching people and helping people? Do you think there is a reward involved in this industry, in coaching people?
Coaching, if it's something you're considering as an industry, should be a calling. It should be a really strong, passionate calling, like I need to be a coach. If you don't have that calling, this definitely is not the industry for you. And I say that because it's a lot of hard work in the industry. You have to go into it with full heart. This is not an industry you get into for making money. This is not a get rich quick thing by any means. It's a lot of heart and soul that goes into it. And you have to be willing to put all that work in. It's extremely rewarding if you have that need to feel helpful and valuable and significant. And you have that need to express your compassion for others. It's incredibly rewarding in that. But if you're looking and considering coaching, then you want to look at different certifications that would align with what kind of transformation you want to provide to your clients. So different kinds of coaching can involve ICF coaching. There's so many certifications out there. NLP is another really popular one. Tony Robbins has a coaching program. Brendan Burchard has a coaching program. There's a lot out there. So you just have to find one that aligns with what kind of transformation you want to provide to others.
And talking about, you know, coaching and this thing, I, you know, while searching about you, I found that you are providing a group, right? That's a free group you are providing to people who want to be productive, right? It's a kind of, you know, one-on-one coaching. Or so what is it exactly? Can you explain to my audience and how they can join that group?
Yes. So I offer one-on-one coaching packages, and very soon I'll have group coaching as well, because I'm very now full on one-to-one clients. But the best way to start to get in contact and take those next steps to be more productive is to join my Facebook group, Productivity Hacking. And we'll go ahead and drop a link for you if you're listening to this right now. You can join the group. It's free. And I, my favorite thing to do is drop some free resources in there for you. So once you're in the group, you'll get access to the unit section, which has my goal setting workbook. It's just a workbook and guides you step by step on how to set goals. You get my prioritization worksheets, which I use with my clients. And soon you'll also learn how to hire a VA and get some other really juicy freebies as well.
So I would like everyone to join this group, because when I joined that group, I feel that this kind of resources and this kind of things we are getting outside, you know, paid, right? They are charging for this thing. But Tiffany on the other side is providing this value for free to people who really want to become productive in their life. So talking about, you know, this Tiffany, so what value, what kind of impact I can say, you know, you want to provide to people? What kind of impact you want to make through this industry, you know, through this coaching?
So I'm ready to revolutionize the way the world looks at productivity, especially in the West, because in the West, I get mixed responses when I say I'm a productivity coach, and it's fascinating to watch online. Productivity in the West very much means the old manufacturing way of getting more stuff done. And in reality, that's not what we need in the information age. Getting more done made sense in the production age when we're manufacturing products. But getting more done doesn't work in the knowledge age when we're working with humans and focus and attention. It doesn't work that way. Productivity is now the art of doing less, but more efficiently, more effectively. So now the commodity isn't time like it used to be. Now the commodity is attention and focus. And that's the shift that's happening in the world today. And that's what I really want to make known. I don't think this is a topic big enough that anyone's really talking about. And I'm really passionate about it. I don't think productivity needs to be getting more things done and putting more pressure on yourself. We've tried that in the knowledge age. And what has happened is that workers are burning out left and right. Entrepreneurs are burning out. And it's a mental health disorder now, as it is in Europe. It's considered a mental health disorder. And you're getting paid time off in Europe for it. It's destructive and it's unproductive. And this needs to stop. So I'm raising up my voice to talk about productivity in a way where you're growing sustainably and where you're able to get the same amount of work done, same amount of results, but without putting all that time in that's draining your energy. You should be fully energized enough to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, for being on the podcast. Lastly, I want to know people to join Facebook group of Tiffany, and along with that, you can follow Tiffany on Instagram. I will put her handle in the show note. You can go and follow her. Thank you so much, Tiffany,
Thank you
for
so
being
much
on the Needed Podcast again.
Thank you so much for having me.